All right, welcome to GDC Hot Dog.
I'm dropping your
July. Thank you. I don't know how well you can hear this, but we're now on BART because Rachel drove off without us because she had a thing to get to early today.
And she had to go hang out with Tim Schafer at Double Fine.
Maybe.
That's true. That's what she told me.
Okay. If so, she was late because she said even though she left at 8 to get to a thing at 10, she was still late. So she should have taken BART and left us the car.
Well, that's what she gets, right?
What?
That's what she gets for taking the car, right?
For abandoning us, yeah, with no transport. This is going to be a short one because the
BART is fast.
The BART is fast, and because, yeah, most of the transport we've been doing is going to be walking. And I didn't want to pull this out of the streets of Fruitvale. This might end up being the most unlistenable of all. I mean, like every other train hot dog episode of all the GDC hot dogs.
The most unlistenable of the GDCs.
Right, yes.
But it only can sink as low as the bar set by a train hot dog.
Well, it's different because it's a group recording. Like, normally I record with a microphone, like
directly in your mouth?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, good.
And this one is like a room mic, almost.
Oh, bad. Just when you think you've hit bottom, someone just throws you a shovel.
Yeah, this could just be like the recording.
So it gives you a backhoe.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, we were having a good discussion before we got on this BART.
Yeah, it's too late now.
I don't remember what was. What were you even talking about? Something about politics?
Yeah.
Or, Jonathan Blow.
We were talking about whether Bernie Sanders would support ISIS.
that was it. Yep. No, it was whether he was in the Taliban.
Right.
Because the way that you said Palestine started to sound like Taliban.
Right. It's got the same, it's got some of the same syllables.
It's got the same syllabation. Syllabation.
Yeah.
It's a sibyl.
Sibyl? Yeah.
An Auger.
Would Bernie Sanders like sibyl?
I don't know. Would Bernie Sanders write a song about Sibby?
Bernie Sanders will never, ever, 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 ever write a song about Sibby.
Okay, then. I guess we can drop that. I did see someone with a Trogdor tattoo yesterday.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, I was like, oh, wow, that's a thing I haven't seen in a long time.
Me either, or ever.
Even in the new Homestar Runners, like, they don't even talk about Trogdor anymore.
Yeah, no, they,
I think they got tired of him.
Yeah.
They did do a Trog's Day anniversary cartoon one year, the anniversary of Trogdor, where Strongbet berated the audience for ruining Trogdor, just like the internet ruined, like, Cats and Strongbad.
Sure, yeah. Was that recent?
That was, like, 6 years ago, maybe.
Right.
Longer.
Yeah, I remember they were supposed to have this big comeback.
They did. They put out, like, I think their last cartoon was in December.
Right. They've been putting out, like, 3 episodes a year for
that's
the past
way
year.
Way better than the last.
Like, no, you're right. You're right. That's a real thing.
Yeah. I mean, they still work for Nickelodeon, right? So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They were on Yo Gabba Gabba.
Right.
I think. And then they were on the Aquabats Super Show.
That's so sad.
Strongbad was totally the villain of an episode of the Aquabats Super Show.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
He had a different name, but he, like, was very clearly Strongbad. He had the Strongbad mask and talked like Strongbad.
Okay, yeah.
He was, I think he was called the, like, he was a magician, like a con man magician. Named something like the Amazing Abezo.
Uh-huh. Oh, they couldn't use the existing name because it was too dumb.
Strongbad.
Yeah, that's too dumb. They gotta go with the Amazing Amazo.
Yeah. He was. If they were really adventurous, he would have been also made out of corn.
Oh, yes, I get it. And he would have lived in Amazing Maze Cave, the Mario 64 level.
Yeah. I hate that level. It's like one of my two least favorite Mario 64 levels.
What's another one?
I think the Rainbow Cloud Trip Zone.
Yeah.
Was also a level I very much disliked.
Yeah, that level was just, like, a bunch of stuff and, like, floating.
Yeah. I think my favorite was the tiny big island.
Yeah, and related, Wet Dry World. I like that one. Like, I like both of those a lot because they recontextualize the same geometry.
Yeah. Well, because Tiny Big World was Giant Land was in Mario 3.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah.
And then they brought
a callback as well.
Yeah, and they also did a Giant World in Galaxy 2, I think.
I believe you're right.
They also had that world in Galaxy 2 that was literally just the Thwomp's Fortress from...
That was,
64,
like...
up-res to, like, Wii graphics.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, I was very happy with that.
Yeah. I would have been happy to see the whole game done that way, actually.
Yeah, it exists on Nintendo DS as a launch title.
Except with horrible controls.
I don't think controls were that bad.
You use a D-pad to, like...
You could use the... touchscreen.
You could use...
As a...
Did you listen to the, J.P. LeBreton episode of Video Games Hot Dog where I talk about that?
A little thumb nub on the screen.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah, if you want to know how I feel about that, you can go download the Video Games Hot Dog episode that J.P. LeBreton got guested on. But the short version is that it was garbage.
Everyone had one.
It's true, and no one used it.
Yeah, well, I think the idea was that you would put it around your wrist and then you would lose your... Your 3D. You wouldn't lose your DS when you were waving it around and throwing it at the Wii.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think I might have used the wrist strap as a wrist strap, but
sure.
Never.
I definitely used it to, like, when it was slightly too far away, grab onto and reel in the system.
Sure, yeah. When you're, like, handcuffed to the bed.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, your captor is coming back, and you need the 3DS right now.
No, it was only the regular DS.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, the 3DS is, like, 6 years old.
Really?
As a system, yeah. That's why it makes sense that the new 3DS exists. Like, it is actually really time for them to refresh their handheld cycle.
Oh, you're right. I remember playing Mario 3D World in, like, 3D Land in, like, 2011.
And that wasn't yet launch title, either.
Yeah.
I like the new 3DS.
How new is it?
It's got a C-stick on it, which is pretty helpful.
Yeah.
It's got an LZ and an RZ in addition to L and R buttons.
Oh, that's just weird. Yeah. So they're basically...
I got one. You can just look at it.
Okay, but the listener...
Good for listeners.
Yeah, I'll just...
Go to Wikipedia and look up... Or go to Google and look up a picture of
I'll
you.
Just describe the experience
Z,
to the listener.
Z,
oh, weird. So it's like...
It's like a console controller.
Right, but... So...
You still only hold it like this. You can hit both of them with one finger.
Right. And that's a significant difference from, like, a DualShock...
Right,
where that
they're staggered.
Right. We use the index and middle finger for it, but this one used the index finger for both of them.
Yep. It's got a C-stick here.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
That...
And it's, you can see it's got, like, a little indent there so it doesn't catch. It's got a bottom-loading cartridge.
Right.
It's way faster.
Faster?
Yeah, it's got a better processor.
Like, do you notice it in
yes.
games?
Yes, the load times on games are significantly shorter.
That's interesting.
Which is, like, people... Like, I think there's one new Nintendo DS exclusive game right now, and that's the port of the Wii Xenoblade game.
Gotcha.
And it runs fine, and I think people, through emulation, were able to force it to run on a regular, non-new 3DS, and it just runs at, like, 60% speed. Like, the clock speed of the CPU, and it's too slow to handle it.
Gotcha, yeah.
And all of the SNES Virtual Console games are only on the new one. And I think that's probably a marketing thing and not a power thing.
Yeah.
The Nintendo claims that only the new 3DS has the processor required to handle what they're calling perfect pixel mode, which is one-to-one accurate pixel representation of what a Super Nintendo did.
Uh-huh.
Without any, I guess, like, ghosting or stuttering or whatever.
I mean,
like, the SNES 9X definitely had some issues with that, I recall.
Yeah, no, it's if they're, you can get more or less accurate emulation. Like, I remember running games on my 486 with ZSNES, and...
Never liked ZSNES.
They worked, you could play them, but then there were, like, weird layering issues and...
Artifacting and stuff.
Yeah, and, like, some games would do... like scan, like basic stuff with scan line timing and that stuff wouldn't get translated.
Yep.
So yeah, I get that.
But I'm pretty sure that like SNES games ran fine on the Game Boy Advance, as I recall.
Yeah, but they had to port them to the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, but I think that like in terms of raw power, the Game Boy Advance was more powerful than the Super Nintendo.
Yes, definitely.
So I'm not sure I buy their story about only this system. Small that it didn't actually make a difference.
Right.
Yep. I'm gonna be one of those suckers who buys Mother 3 when it comes out, even though I've played it.
Is it coming out?
It's gonna be a surprise big E3 announcement, I think.
You heard it here first. Wait, no. This is gonna be like a month after E3.
Yeah. But they did announce Earthbound is coming to the DS. I'm going to download that even though I've paid for it before like a sucker.
That's their business model.
Well, they've got their unified account system now, so supposedly that's going away.
Okay.
That's opening, I think. Actually, it might be opening this week.
Look that up. Okay, yeah, you can read it aloud.
When does my... Dear Google, or... No, I'm going to ask Jeeves.
Good.
Gosh. Does Ask Jeeves even exist anymore? I think it's all ask.com now.
Find out. Go to the Wayback Machine and ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves. I put Ask Jeeves into Google. AskJeeves.com. Just redirects to ask.com.
Oh, that's the worst.
I miss Jeeves.
Poor Jeeves.
Alright. Well, hold on. Slack just sent me like 30 emails. Alright, I don't care about any of those. Dear Google, when does my Nintendo launch? March 2016. That is right now.
Unless you're listening to this, in which case it's later.
Oh yeah, it's been out for months for you guys. Yeah, because they've got their first mobile game is supposed to come out this month.
Oh shit. Was that Pokemon Go?
No, that's not it. That's not one of their like 8 mobile games or whatever. That's like a separate endeavor with Niantic or whatever. Their first mobile game is called Miitomo, and it is a social network where you can input a bit of information about yourself, and then you can like street pass people with your phone that also use it, and it will trade information about you and your friends. And I don't think that that's a game.
Listeners, I'm gritting my teeth.
I was like, oh, Nintendo, I don't think you understand what a game is, if that's your definition of a mobile game.
Yeah. You know, they made a bunch of mobile games for the 3DS.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't
they
just...
did a whole bunch of them, like, I think the Pokemon Picross and, like, Trozzi, not, like, I think those are on phone, at least in Japan. I think they just ported all that stuff. But Pokemon is its own separate company, so those don't count.
Right.
I wonder if I could look on the App Store right now. App Store search for Pokemon. Apple ID has been locked for security reasons. What happened?
Oh, this is a good train hot dog app.
I think it's probably just because, like, they, unlocked my email. Sure. Did Apple have its security compromised and they locked everybody's account? Did I,
my email. See if I can unlock this account. Updated just now. They didn't actually send me an unlock email. Even better. Alright. This is real trade hot dog material.
It really is. I hope Murph writes about this.
Yeah, alright. Next. Unlock my security question. That doesn't require them to send an email. Verify your birthday. I feel like that's not a very secure question.
No one could guess that.
Wasn't there, like, a guy who was able to steal thousands of high-profile Apple passwords because, like, Apple's security question was, like, what are the last two digits of your credit card? Here are the last two digits of your credit card. Please fill in the last four digits.
Oh, yeah.
And then Amazon's security question was, here are the last two digits of your... And he was able to, like...
Yeah.
Cannot verify identity. Your session has timed out. It's been like 20 seconds, Apple. Come on.
So do I remember this right? Apple is the company with the great user experience.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
This is our stop.
Oh, no.
Good night, listeners.
You're never going to find out whether I got into my Apple account or not.